Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Well, the choices couldn't have been much clearer in this just-finished election, and America, well, we made our choice. Boy, did we ever. When faced with the choice between a liberal Democrat and a narcissistic felon, we chose the felon. It's that simple. It shouldn't be a surprise, I suppose. The whole world is doing it. Putin in Russia, Orban in Hungary, and Maloney in Italy, and Modi in India, and on and on. It's a new age for the autocrat, an era for the loudmouth bully, authoritarian excess. Oh, we've done it before in America. Andrew Jackson, Huey Long, Joe McCarthy, Donald Trump the first, and now Trump the second. This election year, 87% of registered voters voted. Now, that's amazing. That's all I asked for in my pre-election essay, just show up. Now, a lot of us did not show up. Millions of folks who voted for Biden 4 years ago did not vote. They sat it out. Millions of folks who did not vote for Trump 4 years ago, well, they did vote. They showed up. 72,392,000 of us voted for him. I guess we know now whose voters were more motivated. Now, I believe in the notion that history is cyclical and that with each cycle, there is actual progress made. Over the centuries, women are safer, ethnic minorities are safer, healthcare is almost considered a right. I also believe that with each incremental step forward in human progress, there comes a period where we backslide. There is a significant piece of human nature that doesn't want to be nice, that doesn't want to be generous. One of the earliest lessons in the Bible is that Cain killed Abel because Abel was in his way. That's powerful. This trait always shows up at the end of a liberal cycle. What we're seeing now is the logical reaction to the end of the long Roosevelt, Kennedy, Clinton, Obama era. America will head to the right for a while. Maybe for a long while. So be it. That's how it goes. Here in Wisconsin, the local results were far better than the national picture. We returned Tammy Baldwin and Brad Pfaff to their offices. We put Tara Johnson in the state assembly, joining 13 other progressives who ousted their heretofore gerrymandered counterparts. That's a big deal. The roots are looking pretty good. I know that doesn't feel as good as it should, considering we're facing 4 years of nonsense. 4 years of deportations. Good luck, American farming. Good luck, home construction. 4 years of tariffs. Get ready for higher prices on everything. You don't really think China is going to pay for that, do you? We will. We always do. Get ready for more health care costs to be declined. Get ready for richer billionaires and fewer home buyers. Well, mansions will sell briskly, but for the younger buyers in the market, well, I think maybe you just forget it. Musk and Kennedy Jr. and Green, the whole cast will be involved in the new administration. The Howdy Doody Show, right there in the West Wing. God bless us, everyone. Hang on to your seat. It will be something. Do what you do to keep your sanity. The only thing that's changed is that Washington will be more eccentric and a lot dumber. Continue your spiritual practice. Keep a journal about how all of this hits you. Take notes on how your elected officials vote, city council, library board, school councils. Read more, spend less time on X. Do research, think for yourself, eat well, and get enough sleep. The world will happen. Sometimes you'll agree with what happens, and sometimes it will keep you up at night. Okay, it's going to keep you up a lot at night. Where there is darkness, let me sow light. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is despair, let me sow hope. Where there is sadness, let me sow joy. Well, that's all I have to say. Bless us all, and hang in there.